Me, my name is Rachel. I'm the Next Gen pastor here at Rockside, and today is Next Gen Sunday. And Graduate Sunday. We have so many things to celebrate with things happening all the way from infants through our seniors who are graduating today, who we will get to honor a little bit later in this service. Yay! We believe with all of our hearts that kids ministry and youth ministry matters deeply because God is deeply interested in people experiencing Him from a young age and knowing Him relationally so that their lives are shaped by the character, the love, and the mission of Christ. It matters deeply to God, and so He has imparted that passion to myself, to Pastor Leah, and our incredible team of kids and youth volunteers who help make everything happen. They serve, they pray for our students, they listen, they teach, and some of them even gave a whole week of their lives last week to go down to youth camp. Woo-woo! Amazing this past week. So we are going to hear from Pastor Leah in just a little bit and some of the students because the Lord, as you heard a little bit, a little taste. The Lord did some wild and wonderful things at camp, and I can't wait for you guys to hear about those. And then we will be honoring our graduates today. But first, I get to share from the kids' side of the equation. And as I was preparing for today, I realized that usually when I do these highlights, I focus on the elementary portion. But there is more to what I am overseeing. And today, I'm going to tell you about all things nursery and preschool that have been going on, because there is a lot going on. I don't know how many of you have noticed there's a lot of new little feet happening, running around this building, and I adore it. Guys, God is so good. And I'm beyond ecstatic for all of the new families with tiny ones that God has brought into our Rockside family this year. I am so grateful, families, that we get to come alongside you and build that foundation of God's love and God's word in your children. It fills my heart when they can tell me, who created me? Why did God create me? Who does God want me to love? Everyone. What can I talk to God about? Everything. I can talk to God when I'm happy, sad, mad, all of it. I love it. It matters because it makes a difference, because it makes a difference to how they make sense of the world as they grow up through that lens of God's love, through being stable in I am Christ and nothing can change that. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God has created me with a purpose, which we will talk about later. I love helping them to practice praying and learning to pray, learning that they can talk to God about anything at all. I love seeing them absolutely light up at their favorite Bible songs and sing louder and louder and louder as they learn the words better. It brings joy to our hearts as well as God's heart. And parents, I want to say thank you for all that you do throughout the week. We are just a small portion of what happens in your child's spiritual development. We know that you are truly your child's greatest source of spiritual development. And so what we do here is just to supplement, solidify, and to support all that you do, even the things that are unseen by most. God sees those things and He values those things. Raising children is holy work. It is hard work and it is important work. Something new this year that was developed out of a wonderful need is what I have unofficially called the Sunrise Club. Some of you guys may know that twice a month on the second and fourth Sundays, we have a foundations class. And we were noticing over the months that there are several families with young children who had begun attending. Awesome, amazing, so exciting. And we value families, so we did not want anything to hinder them to be able to come to the new Believers or Foundations class. So we realized we needed to offer something for the kids during that time. And so we've been building that out over the past couple of months, and it's been so cool to be able to develop that. That is where the Sunrise Club was born. And still building out volunteer teams for that, still looking at what that is going to grow and develop into. Right now, we start off with a nice healthy breakfast or snack, start the day right, we love it, have a little craft, have a little Bible lesson, usually video-based, and I'm really excited to see that grow, and for that to be a need that was met and filled and allows people to be able to go to that foundations class is wonderful and amazing, and I'm so excited about that. We value families here, and because of that, we are constantly looking for ways to improve our our spaces, make our environment and processes the best that they can be in order to serve our families well and always be ready for the new families that the Lord may want to bring to us. So I've actually made quite a few tweaks this year to our Kids Corner, which you maybe have seen or maybe haven't seen. If you haven't been back there, many of you have not had the opportunity to see because it is a closed area, which means that per our safety policy, we keep that area restricted to parents of children picking up, dropping off, and our safety trained and background checked kids workers for just the safety of everyone involved. So today I brought some pictures so that you guys can all see, and I think we have some slides here that we can start putting on the screen of those. Yes, amazing. This is our new, relatively new, nursing mother-parent room. We just wanted there to be a little space where people could come and get away if they have a baby during service, come feed them, change them, quiet them down if they're fussy. Just a place that's nice, quiet, calm, and relaxing for parents to go with their tiny ones. So I'm very excited that we are able to offer that now. And we made some upgrades and additions to our nursery and preschool area. We have a brand new, reading nook with rocking chair and what is the word? Bookshelf. Yes, that is bookshelf. The play kitchen. Yes, words are hard. The play kitchen is new as well, which they absolutely adore. We added an extra table because, guys, we grew out of fitting around that one table. We grew out of it. We do not fit around that one table anymore. I love it. We said we need new tables and stuff, and I'm excited because a table may seem simple to you guys, but it brings a smile to my face because that's more kids that we get to overflow the love of Christ into and more little tiny ones who are growing up knowing the love of Jesus. Let's see. And we also have, guys, parents love this new self-check-in station, don't we? Woo-woo, self-check-in station. So if you are a regular here at Rockside and you've done the check-in process, you can go right to, that's right outside of our kids' corner. You can go right up, you put your phone number in, and check in your kids yourself. It is beautiful, amazing. We love things that make that process simplified and easy for everyone involved. Those are just a few of our cuties. I love them so much. Christina Lazar takes the best pictures. Most of these are from her. We also want to highlight, have a few new nursery and toddler volunteers this year. We have 3 new team members. I won't make you come up here. It's okay. But I am going to shout you out. We have 3 new nursery and toddler volunteers so far this year. Ariam and Jalen, who are sitting here up in the front row. Yes, and Teresa, who is not here today. But they have jumped in with both feet and all of their hearts, and I can say every single one of them, just they love babies and toddlers so undeniably, and everything that they do pours out the gentle and joyful love of Jesus onto these little ones. I love seeing them with them. And guys, I'm so glad that God knows exactly what he is doing, because some of those little ones are even bigger than in that picture. Oh, they grow so fast. So I'm really, really blown away because almost in the exact time frame that these people have said yes to serving in the preschool area, that's when we got an influx of several new families with tiny toddlers. God knows exactly what we need. And he prepares us for what he has planned. And so I want to say once again, thank you for those who have said yes to that, whether you've been serving a long time or recently. And we also have a few who are in the onboarding process. And I'm really excited for what that means that God has planned for the next few months at Rockside for the lives of our Rockside kids. So in just a minute, we are going to hear from Pastor Leah, but I believe we have a video. Just before that second video. I think I went a little bit out of order. My fault.
Graduates, congratulations on this incredible achievement. Your church family is so proud of you. You kept showing up. You invested in yourself. This achievement is not luck. Getting here took hard work, dedication, and perseverance. As you move forward, hold on to the wisdom you've gained and treasure the memories you've created. Remember, you are here for a purpose and your life has meaning. As you embark on this new journey, our prayer for you is that you will trust in God. God knows the plans He has for your life. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. As you step into the unknown, lean on your faith. Continue to seek wisdom, walk in integrity, and always trust in the Lord. Your Heavenly Father will walk beside you through it all. May you shine the light of Jesus to the ends of the earth. The world is a better place with you in it. Congratulations, graduates, and may God bless you abundantly.
So good. So good. Well, yes, hello. My name is Leah Niemitz. I am the youth pastor here at Rockside Church. Yes, thank you, thank you. It is my full joy and whole honor to be able to sit in this seat. Pieces of my story were that I got called really young at camp to youth ministry, and it's really cool now to be able to be in a position where I'm now taking youth to camp to experience the same things that God has for them too. But before we go into those pieces, I'm going to invite our graduates up with that pretty little video that we had. So if Joshua and Chase will come. I think there's some slides with their names on them as well, and a cute little picture or two. Everyone, You guys can come up here. I gotta make sure I'm giving you the right gifts, though. So here you go, Joshua. You're welcome. And here you go.
Maybe.
So I have had the honor and the privilege of being these two youth pastors for the past 2-3 years. Chase actually had come like my very first day in the youth space. So it's really neat and also really bittersweet seeing him now level up and move on forward and what it is that Jesus has for them. But I have you come over here. you guys gotta bear with me. I'm still on camp time, okay? Like, my brain is still catching up. We just came back Friday night. It's been a wild time. I wrote things because I knew I was gonna probably get all up in my feelings because I am just so proud of you guys. And watching like who it is that you guys have become over the past couple of years, really going from boys and turning into these young men who are chasing after the heart of God. I know, so cheesy, but it's just what it is, okay? So my final commission to you in this moment, okay? If you take nothing else away from this time, it's this. I hope you take away at least this one little snippet, and that's that God has a plan for your life. God knows you and sees you, that He has more for you than you could ever imagine, and that He's calling you both to Himself and to His people, no matter where life takes you. I pray that wherever you may go, that no matter who is alongside of you, whether it be friends or family or anyone else in between, that you would continue to keep your eyes fixed on Him and that you would be able to continue to follow what it is that He has placed on each of your lives. I see such special things in both of you guys. And I know that, like, okay, So any of my students will tell you that I circulate around the concept that we have the same power that rose Christ from the dead, alive and living in us, right? This is biblical. This is what we believe. This is what pushes us forward and spurs us on and gives us the confidence that we have to be able to go out and do good things and continue to serve the Lord for all the days of our life, no matter what happens, highs or low or anything in between. So if you take nothing else, take those things. If you take nothing else, keep in your heart that no matter what, as long as you say, Jesus, you are Lord of my life, that same power that he used to get up out the grave is alive and well in you, and it will take you into whatever it is that he has for you guys. So I'm going to pray for you guys. Well, wait, hold on. I need to explain their gifts because this is a fun thing, okay? So their gifts, the main portion of this is a Bible. Now, this Bible, to me, is really special because it's the same exact Bible, just a simple little thin-line NIV Bible, but it's the same Bible that I received when I graduated high school from my youth pastor, and it is the Bible that I used and abused and still stay using the most. It has my most highlights and the most tear-stained pages and has really gotten me through, not that a physical Bible or like one single Bible is like the magic key to all things, but it really stayed with me and has walked me through and helped me through so many things. So I pray that these Bibles and the other just little encouragements in there are things that you can take with you. And when you think back, if anything else, maybe it's sitting on your shelf dusty for years and years, but you can look at it when you re-find it. Hopefully you don't lose it. Please don't lose it. Thank you. That would be really great. But if it becomes dusty and whatever and you're having a hard time, when you find it, you can see it and say, oh, right. God knows me. God has a plan for me. There's more than meets the eye, and that I am empowered to do the things that he has for me because that is what he's called us to. So we're going to pray for you guys. If I can have Kevin come on up, and I'll have Pastor Rachel come on up too. We're just going to lay hands on you and just say a blessing over you. So I'm actually going to be using the verse of from Ephesians where Paul is writing this prayer of thanksgiving. And this is what I'm going to be praying over you guys today. So Jesus, I thank you for Joshua, and I thank you for Chase, and I thank you for the good things that you have called them to. Father God, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you might give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that they might know him better. I pray that the eyes of their hearts would be enlightened in order that they might know the hope to which he has called them, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and that his incomparably great power for them who believe. That power is the same one, the same mighty strength he exerted when he rose from the dead and seated Christ at his right hand in the heavenly realm. This power, this person who is far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, every name that is invoked, not only right now, but in all the moments to come. Father God, would you, who placed all things under their feet and appointed them to be heard over everything for the church, which your body is the fullness of him who fulfills everything in every way, be with them. Lord God, I pray just over Joshua. I pray that you would just go with him where he needs to go. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would embolden him for the things to come. Father God, I pray over Chase. I just pray that you would bless him. I pray that he would be able to know you and trust you and keep what it is that you have for him in his heart for all the days to come. I pray that the work that you have started in them today, well, this whole time, the work that you have started in them is not something that will end here, but it's something that will go far beyond this time to the moments where they're standing in front of people who are then much, much younger than them, and they're saying, go with confidence because I have gone in confidence through the highs and the lows. The Lord has been with me. Father God, I pray that you would just bless them as they step into this new season. I pray that you would bless them as they venture into adulthood. I pray that you would allow them to keep their eyes fixated on you, not looking to the right or the left, not getting distracted by all that it is that life has to offer. And I pray that you would give them joy. I pray that you would give them peace and hope, Lord Jesus. Would you be with them from now until the ends of their lives or until you should come back for your church. Father God, we thank you for all these things. In your name we pray. Amen. I'm keeping you here. Chase, you can go to your seat. And I'm going to also call up Glenn and Jalen. Yeah, you can go, Kevin. So camp was a really great time, and I'm going to have them share things. They might not have 100%. Yes, yes. Jordan has enacted our little camp mini clap. So there has been a variety of things that have gone on during this week. Like I was sharing, the Lord has really done a really, really cool thing through this week. Keep praying because there are still 2 more weeks of camp happening for the youths and then 2 weeks of kids camp. And we are fully praying and expecting that the Lord is going to show up in those same ways. But better not to hear it from me, but to hear it from these friendly folks who have been here. So I will start with Glenn and then we can work our way down.
Hi, I'm Glenn. Well, Leah, she asked me initially, she says, why don't you volunteer us for security? And I'm like, kind of was on the fence on it for a while and praying about it. And finally, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I signed up and requested time off. And they accepted me, but 4 days later, they said, no, we need you to be a room leader. So I'm like, sure, I'll do that, because I've led a youth group before, and but I really had no idea what to expect, and I was blown away. God was just moving so powerfully. I'm saying a lot because I'm nervous. The one service, the speaker, he talked about walls. And he talked about the walls that hinder us in our lives and our relationship with God. And one of the, you know, some of them were unforgiveness, addictions, doubt, fear, loneliness. And it was an opportunity for us, both the adults, leaders, and the youth, to go before Jesus and say, set me free. And he did. He showed up, and he was bringing deliverance. The next day, I was playing Gaga Ball. It was fun. I was. They would say, hey, Mr. Glenn, come play Gaga Ball with us. So I'm playing Gaga Ball, and I got knocked out, and of course, pretty quickly. And I'm standing there, and this girl comes up to me and goes, Mr. Glenn, guess what God delivered me of? And then she told me. And before she got done speaking, a young man comes to my other side, and he says, guess what God delivered me of? God was working. God was moving. I prayed for young men who were, you know, were suffering from addiction, anxieties. I prayed with young men who wanted to rededicate their lives to the Lord. It was just wonderful. And then the games, they were exciting. I got muddy. I got sweaty. I got wet. I did the slip and slide. It was just wonderful, and I'm going to go back to my 2 friends who said, you're crazy for doing this, and I'm saying, no, I'll do it again.
Yeah. Hi. camp was awesome. The thing I'd focus in on was how much I heard from God. Not a single night went by where I didn't hear from him, and it was awesome. Highly recommend for everyone.
Okay, hi. Sorry, I have a lot of notes. So I came to camp like not expecting much. I never really do. I just like let God move in like ways he does. It was the second night and I went up to the altar to worship with everyone because it's like really fun. But I didn't like fully understand worship. And so like the woman, she was like talking and she was like, when I come up to worship, I forget everyone else is there and I picture it's just Jesus. And I don't know, like clicked. And like after all that worship stuff, like I started smiling while worshiping, which has like never happened. It was just like, I was singing, I don't know. And it was like really good. And then like the third night, people were coming up to like speak in tongues and I like wanted to do that, but I was like, I don't think that's for me. Like, I don't want to. And then Leah came over to me and she's like, I respect that you didn't go up because you weren't ready. And then she like kind of told me why she thinks I wasn't ready. And it was like really true because people always tell me like the second part of the message, like God has great plans for you. I can see you doing great things in your life. But no one ever like mentions the first part. Like you have to like let go of your past to like accept those things. And there's like still a lot I'm holding on from like my childhood and stuff that I think that like holds me back from like what God really wants to use for me. And yeah, that's like it. Oh, okay. so there's like this okay, there's this like lady who came in for Father's Heart and she said she wanted to start like in youth groups like fasting from social media to like raise awareness for Father's Heart, and I want to start that in youth group. So to you.
Good job, guys. You guys can go back to your seats. Thank you. I'm really proud of all of them. And there were a few more students that had gone that also have their stories to share. If you see them around at any point, they're not here this morning, but if you see them around on like a midweek, ask them. It's a really great time. The Lord had done so, so much. Yeah, it's just so good. So, so good. So I think I also went a smidge out of order, but that's okay. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's happening in youth group outside of just camp things. So at Revive, we have a few core values, which if you don't know, Revive Student Ministries is the name of our youth group. And our core values consist of this. We want every student to walk away from Revive by the time that they graduate to have these things, which is biblical truth, spiritual transformation, healthy community, missional living, and leadership development. We want every student to walk away having had an opportunity to grow in these four areas, because I think every student has the potential to be a leader. I think all of us as Christians, as Christ followers, are called to be a leader in some capacity. It might not always look like, standing in front of a church with a microphone or actually spearheading a charge, but we are meant to be leaders to those around us in the sense of, here is what it is that the Lord has done. Here is the gospel. Here is how it is that we're supposed to be living our lives, and we're supposed to be examples and leading the way in those things. So I want to make sure that they have the tools that they need, if not like a multitude, at least one, hopefully, that they can take with them by the time that they graduate so that they're prepared for what it is that the world might throw their way. Our ministry runs sixth grade, so like our upcoming fifth graders this year will be transitioning into youth come the fall, which is really exciting. There's a couple of littles that are coming on up, and I think that's the first time since I have been here, which is so fun to see. So sixth grade to graduation is what our ministry entails, and it is just such a fun time, honestly, getting to walk through things with these kids and getting to get to know them where they're at and give them practical things in their lives on how it is that they can connect with Jesus. It's really fun seeing kids get excited about the Bible. It's fun seeing kids have just like these like aha, like light bulb moments. If you ever want to have your faith truly like sparred on or inspired, get around a teenager who has just figured out a biblical truth for the first time. It will really like convict you, because it's like, man, I wish I was this excited about it. Oh shoot, I probably should be this excited about it. But yeah, it's a really good time. Pray for us when you think of it, because all of Next Gen is definitely a task. We couldn't do this without our really great leaders and your prayers. And yeah, it's a really great time to just partner with the church and help bring up, I'm not even going to say the next generation of Christ followers, but help bring up the current generation who is currently being thrown into the midst and sent out to do what it is that he has for them. So yeah, with that, I'll have Rachel come back. Thank you, guys.
Pastor Leah broke her toe at camp. She goes all in for the children's. She does, in case you guys were wondering. That was a camp injury because she loves the students so much that she gets in that mud pit with them. She gets into the tire wars with them. She's in it. So she sacrificed her foot for today. Yes. To sacrifice life and limb. Incredible. Yeah. So many exciting things. It's just, yes. Feels bubbly, feels vivacious. So we've even heard this phrase, and this concept has come up a few times already, but we talk about a lot about purpose. In youth group, in young adults ministry, we talk about God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans and purposes I have for you. We often have about God having a purpose for your life and figuring out what that purpose is. And in fact, we're going through a really cool series with the teenagers about exactly that. It's about finding your God-given purpose, and it gets into details and practical specifics, which I appreciate lots, because that can lofty, feel-good ideas about purpose and plans and things like that are all well and good, but what do I do with that? I need to do something with this. So the series that we're going through, we've done a couple of weeks, and it's going to go through the summer, is all about finding what does that look like for your life. Now, in general, the answer to why did God create us is this. God created us, and God's purpose for us, for each and every person, is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. That's for everyone. So if you don't know where to start in answering the question, how can I live the life that God wants me to, start there, glorify God, and enjoy Him. The next steps forward from that would be to search the scriptures, because God's word outlines His plans and purposes for every single person. So if you ever are lost and unsure of your next steps, you go back to scripture, you go back to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. You go back to, let me obey what the word of God tells me, because with obedience to what we know God has said, He reveals more to us. The more obedient we are, and the more we're seeking to follow Him, the more He will reveal to us, both about His will in general and His will for our lives specifically. That comes with steps of obedience, that take steps of faith, stepping out and doing bold things, hard things. Then we can take it a step further. Okay, so now what about us specifically? What about me? What about you? Maybe you think about this all the time. Maybe it's been a long time since you have evaluated that in your life, and you're just going week to week and just sliding on by, and I gotta go to work, and then I gotta do this, and then I gotta do that, and there's all these responsibilities, and I don't have a lot of time, and I'm just doing my best. So this book study that we're going through, actually, it says that where you find God's purpose for you is at the intersection of your experiences, your values, and your abilities. God's purpose for you, each and every one of us, is at the intersection of our experiences, our passions, or values, and our abilities. That doesn't seem so complicated, right? So I want to today just invite each of us for just a moment to reflect wherever we are in life, to pause and reflect for a few minutes on what that would look like for you to live in the intersection of your experience, your values, and your abilities. When was the last time that you took stock of your experiences, especially more recent ones, perhaps, and asked yourself, how has God shaped me through that experience to be able to show my community something about His nature and His character? Because that's what He wants for us through our experiences. Our experiences allow us to share something about God's nature and character that He has revealed to us through the things that have happened to us, through the things that we have done, good, bad, ugly. God uses all of the experiences, right? He does. And so maybe we've integrated some of those experiences that we've had into our sharing our testimonies or sharing with other people, but maybe there's some things that we haven't quite integrated. It's like, I don't know how to deal with that yet. I don't know that I've really put that into use or put that into practice, because that's still a little fresh. And then the second thing is, what lights you up and what bothers you particularly? Those can give you key clues about our God-given passions and values, especially the ones about what bothers us, right? Take notice of what things particularly bother you. Oh, that's not being done right. Or, oh, I can't believe that that person treated that person that way. The things that stir our hearts in those ways give us a clue about what our God-given passions are. There are certain things, sure, that God asks us all to value as we come into alignment with the things that he values and cares about. But even within that, he gives some people, for example, a particularly strong sense of justice and fairness. Or some people, he gives an extra dose of compassion to those who are lonely or overlooked. They just see that and can speak into that. Or some people have an extra eye for practical needs that need met. It's like, I see something that needs fixed, something that needs taken care of, and I'm just going to go do that. And nobody else has noticed. So think about what those things are for you. And then the third thing, simply, what do you have the ability to do? We take a lot of these things for granted sometimes, not only in terms of spiritual gifts, but really in terms of practical skills too. What can we use in service of others? Can you fix a car? Can you fix a washing machine? Check, that can be used. Can you sew or maybe knit? That can be used. Are you really good at organizing? I heard a no from the front. I love that. Do you love writing? Are you able to encourage or offer a listening ear? Maybe you're great with finances and could teach somebody else how to steward finance as well. Often we take for granted the things that come more easily to us or the things that we're good at because they come easily to us and we don't necessarily think about them all that often. But I encourage you to jot down some notes this week and about what those things are for you, where your skill set is, and pray that God would give you opportunities to use those skills in service of somebody else. We talk a lot about God's big, amazing, incredible plan and purpose for your life, and it is amazing and big and incredible. But sometimes we hear that, and we might be tempted to think, okay, well, that's only for people who can make ministry a full-time career, or that's only for people who have a lot more free time and energy than I do. But God's amazing purposes for you don't have to look like a huge life-altering decision to move to Mozambique or sell everything that you have and do whatever, or quitting your job all to give all your time to a cause that you believe in. God's amazing purpose for your life often unfolds quietly within the structure and the circumstances that God has already given us. The families that he has placed us within, the communities, the workplaces, the friendships, the cities where God has planted us. All of those things are on purpose. God is already in the midst of all of those things, and he is wanting to guide you into ways of living that will fill your spirit with joy and show the character of God to the people that God has already placed you around. You can live God's purpose for your life woven into the things that are non-negotiables that seem to take up the most of our time, right? Like jobs, kids, parents, bills, house, health, all of the craziness of the schedules of life. Maybe you're living your absolute dream job. Incredible. Love that for you. And it's just your passion, and you jump out of bed and get ready, and you just are so excited every single day to go into work. I can tell that that resonates with so many of you. Amazing. But that's the minority, right? That's the minority. Many of us are just, that's part of our lives, and it doesn't have to be our all-consuming being. It's okay if your job is not your number one passion in life. But God created work to be good, and work to be purposeful, and work to bring fulfillment to us in the ways that it is able to, because that is something that we are designed to do. Even before the fall, God created work for Adam and Eve. He gave them the garden. He said, here, take care of this. Name the animals. Take care of the animals. Tend the garden. Have rule and have dominion over the earth. That's work. It was probably hard, but it was probably very fulfilling. Then the fall came and all of the toil and anguish and all of that came along with it. Rude. But work is good. It can be good. So if you know what your God-given experiences, values, and skills are, you can pray and look for practical ways to implement them both inside and outside of your workplace and in all of the areas of your life. And then even when things are maybe chaotic or discouraging at work, you can anchor yourself and say, hey, maybe this isn't a great work environment, or I don't love what I'm doing, or the manager is not good, or things are happening outside of my control in my life. But I have lived out this God-given value today in a decision that I made today, and God is proud of that. That's a big deal. That was part of God's purpose for me today. Each decision to live within the values that God gives us, the passions that God gives us, and using our skills and abilities for the good of others. All of those things are part of God's purpose for us, as little as they may seem to us. And it will make a big difference to your life if you can train your brain to recognize when you are doing those things. I know, because I've been there in the past, that even adding one more thing to your schedule for the week, even one more tiny little thing, feels impossible. Making just a little bit of room in your schedule for something that makes you feel accomplished and fulfilled in the week makes all the difference for the rest of the week and all of the things that aren't so great. It makes it all feel more bearable. Maybe you're in a job that just drains the life out of you, either because of the type of work itself or the company culture or whatever that is, but you love to work with your hands. You have an opportunity to help build a fence or fix something for somebody or paint or help somebody move. And then you can look back at that and say, I did something that made a difference this week to somebody else, to a specific person. I made a difference to them. That makes your week better. And in my experience, that makes a week a lot better, no matter what else happens. Maybe you can make a meal for a friend or watch someone's kids or help them find a solution to a problem that they are facing within your week. Everyone's going to have different things that make them feel accomplished. But find something to do that makes you say, I made a difference for someone this week. It's a simple challenge, but that's my challenge for you. So as I close out, I just invite us to reflect for a moment as I pray for us. And I invite you to join with me in your hearts and think through. So what has God shown me through recent experiences that I haven't yet put into practice or shared with someone else yet? Number two, what lights me up and makes me lose track of time? What makes me feel alive? What am I passionate about? Number three, what practical skills do I have and am I using them? And then what is one way, just one way this week, that you can weave one or more of those things into the regular rhythms of the life you're already living and the responsibilities that you have? And then in that, how can you be intentional about recognizing and celebrating those moments of living God's purpose for you? Makes a big difference if you pause and acknowledge, wow, God was proud of that. That was a good decision. I did something for somebody else. That moment of me holding my tongue, that mattered. That moment of me giving grace to my coworker, that mattered to God. That moment when I was stressed out of my mind and I still took the time to pick up the phone and listen to my friend who's going through a hard time, that mattered to God. All of those things matter so deeply to Him. And those are such an integral part of God's purpose for us. And the subtle things are the big things and the things that ultimately matter the most for eternity. So let's pray today. God, I thank you that you have purpose and plans for each one and every one of our lives, and you don't want us to be in the dark about what those are. You don't hide yourself from us, but you are the one who guides us. Your Holy Spirit is called the Counselor, the Spirit of Wisdom, the one who guides and comforts and shows us the way. We thank you for that. I pray that if this is where we need to start, I pray that we would that we would learn to glorify you and enjoy you. I pray that whoever needs to take that next step into, okay, let me search the scriptures and see what your will is. See what your scriptures say about what your will is for my life and how do I obey that. Help us to take that next step. Help us see the things that you have created us with, the vision and the values and passions that are deep inside of us that maybe haven't been stirred up in a long time, that maybe have been stuffed down due to just lack of time and energy and responsibilities and all of the rest. Help bring those back to the surface and give us creative ways to implement those things and weave those things into our daily lives, Lord. I pray that you would show us and give us encouragement. Show us, hey, that was a good thing that you did. That was living out your passion. That was living out your purpose. Show us when those moments are. Make us aware and help us to feel joyful when we do those things and when we step out in obedience so that we are more and more motivated to keep going so that you can fill us with more and more joy and more fulfillment, Lord. We thank you so much that you want us to be part of your grand plan for humanity. What a privilege that each and every one of us are so integral, that you created each and every one of us on purpose, and there's things that only we can do that nobody else can. I pray that you would encourage us and guide us and be with us. Help us to have open ears to listen to you throughout the week. In your precious and mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, let's stand this morning. So if you are a first-time guest visiting, I just encourage you, fill out that Connect card and you can turn it in at the hub on your way out, and we have a gift just to say thanks for joining us. At this time, I'm going to invite our prayer team up. If you need prayer for anything, we would love to pray for you. For everyone else, feel free to fellowship out in the lobby, but can we just give it up for our graduates one more time? Congratulations, guys. So with that, you guys have a great week, and we'll see you soon. Love you guys.